Hey guys, I just want to say we appreciate all of you who tune in and fuck with us on Les Horribles Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B. And
this is the quiet story. If you're into a little bit of ASMR, we could really give it to you today if you want us to, because we're like really nasty.
Why is your voice going so high? I don't understand. Is you trying to sound? Why is your voice going so high, bruh?
I don't know. Sometimes I get a little bit of vocal fry.
Oh my God. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, aka Pet Stallion, aka Debt Bitch, aka Full Court Pumps, aka Mandy Baskins. And I bring that up because we're talking a little bit about Carol today. But yeah, it's one of the motherfuckers.
Oh, I saw it.
It is, bitch. We're going to talk shit about it. Anyways, and I'm joined by my motherfucking co-host.
Well, just introduce me at this point.
Oh, Weezy WTF. You know what I mean? And
Mandy does these rapper hands sometimes. And if you guys watch YouTube, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's very like, you know how Justin Bieber like tries to like.
Don't do that. Why? How are you going to make me a white man?
Because you have short blonde hair. Like
I definitely thought you was going to say like Tony Yayo. He's the one who really move his hands when he be rapping.
No. Anyway.
No. Okay. Never
it
mind.
It feels very weird.
Don't do me. So, you see what I mean? She compared me to a white man and then say I got Justin
you
Bieber hair.
You have a Ellen She'd Justin be so, Bieber haircut
Is this
right
what
now.
We doing? Is this what we doing? No, ma'am. This is an Eve haircut from the 90s, from the early 2000s.
Or Thank it you. Could also be.
No, bro. Give me my paw prints on my titties type
Mandy
of hair.
Mandy DeGeneres.
Goddamn. You know what? Fuck you. Anyways, y'all. Yeah, welcome. We're going to do a quick catch up. I know we've had a lot of guests lately. And we actually, without meaning to, we had a whole lot of a testosterone on motherfucking Horrible Decisions for a while. We had Tahoe in Orlando. We had the goddamn nigga that was a baby boomer that claimed to have gotten paid by women. We had, else did we have? We had we had Maul from the Joe Budden podcast. We've had a lot of men on. So we was like, fuck that. We gonna get in the studio and just talk.
These niggas.
But
unless you're a patron, then we'll take it.
You know, like y'all support us always. So I guess we'll just start up because y'all kind of like to know what's going on with us a little bit. Weezy, did you want to start or I could start? I didn't know if you wanted to talk about your relationship, any investments. You've been talking about mortgage lately on Twitter, so
I've
I didn't
got
know.
The same nigga. But anyways. I haven't.
Hold on, wait. Then let me reintroduce us. Welcome to Relationship Decisions.
Dude, let me tell you guys something. I legit saw people like writing like, oh my gosh, I'm your boyfriends. Dude,
bro, they really thought we were supposed to be single hoes forever.
I will say it again. Whore to the core. As long as I get paid to do this show, I will not suck one dick. I'm just playing. But, no, I mean, I feel like we've just been pretty consistent about fluidity and I feel like, loving somebody doesn't have to do with that. Also, loving someone has nothing to do with another dick being in my mouth.
Also, hoes get wiped all the time because you know why?
I don't believe it can get deleted though.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, we date, we have boyfriends, and all niggas is hoes. So how can y'all become boyfriends, but we can't become girlfriends?
Bro, because I'm very attracted to hoe ass niggas.
Shit, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know if I've ever fucked a nigga that's got like a low count.
I was about to say, ooh, you fucked 1,000 bitches. Come here. Let me cuff you.
Ooh.
Ooh, that mean you had practice. I know that dick working.
I'm saying, as long as you got your azithromycin and getting them other hoes out that dick, get ready for me. But I mean, I guess you kind of can get your honus deleted if you wax your pussy. Because as I've said before, and will continue to say, this is only like science that I would speak to you guys. Like, oh, I'm not going to just come on here and like spout out bullshit.
Y'all see why I don't believe in science.
Scientifically
here we go.
Spoken, you can check right now on waxyourpussy.com. It clearly states, if you get a wax, 10 niggas come off of your pussy each time. Now, if you're under that, don't get a wax because your pussy needs to have a few miles on it before you start waxing.
Well, I ain't going to hold you then. I got all my bodies because a bitch ain't never had no wax on this pussy.
You need to, Mandy, go get
it. I don't need to. It's my nigga is a new layer. My nigga is taking me with all my bodies.
It is like, a bitch, new layer of pussy.
Me and my nigga sat, and he was like, boy, you know a lot of Lakers. And I just, like, let them know, like, well, I'm just going to let you know who I done had in the past. Well, like, So I've been open, bitch.
I want to add something really quickly to y'all. If you live in the New York area, My Brows, it's on 33rd Street. This is an ad to an Indian-owned business. I've been going to Usha for years, okay? And Usha knows I'm a whore. I don't know how, but like every time I see her, she's like, and now who are you?
Because you probably have little babies dancing on your puss.
Shut up.
You like bukkake? You like cum? You like cream pies? Them little babies be like, don't wax me. Don't wax me, Usha.
I've been going to Usha since I worked on, it's because my office was there. I've been going to her for years since I worked, you know, in tech. And once I stopped working there, she's like, oh, you're free during the day so much. Like, what the fuck is going on? But she's a minority-owned business, and she waxes the shit out of my pussy. I don't know if she'll know who Weezy is, but to show her picture, she'll know. But this is all I'm telling you, dude. You can get a very bad wax experience. Sometimes they wax clits. Sometimes people bleed. This bitch can do anything, be on the phone, multitask. She be having people come in to train on my pussy. Like, oh, come watch when she gets new girls because she's
you're
cool.
Really nice.
That's my girl. I've been going there 3 years.
I don't even go to the nail shop and let a new bitch be on my fingers.
Can I get
somebody who been
here? She'll have somebody watch.
Oh, okay.
Nobody waxes my pussy but Usha.
Okay, good to know.
Anyway, so you get your pussy waxed. You get the niggas off of there. Great. I don't know why we started talking about that.
You know what I mean?
Scientific fact. Oh, what's new with me? Let me tell you about my creamy ass, wet ass pussy. I don't know about if this happened because you know, coronavirus and Cardi B and like my pussy is talking to my
coronavirus
brain.
And Cardi B. This is what she
so coronavirus happened and like nothing's been going on. Cardi B had this whole new fucking song happen. It changed in a revolutionary, liberating way. I think it changed the way that my vagina has been working lately, only because it's to the point where I've wiped myself during the day. I'm so wet. I'm like I said on another episode, like I'm constantly masturbating. I had sex the other day. The dick comes out of me. I thought he came. That's how much cream was on this. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. Like, I've never seen a fucking cum covered dick from myself. I don't know when my pussy just changed this way, but maybe it's ready for babies. I don't know what's going on. So the other day I'm masturbating, and this to me is really what's nuts, because I always thought it was by sticking your fingers inside of yourself, like to squirt a little bit. And I didn't necessarily squirt, but like I was gushing, bitch, and the shit was nuts. No, it's not a yeast infection. I'm ovulating.
Why are you? Oh,
because I feel
you
like
you said it's nuts. I was about to be like, bitch, so you allowed to say nut? Never mind. Go ahead.
I absolutely did not say that verbiage. I had an orgasm is what I would like to call it. I came and the shit was like dripping out of my pussy. And I was like, oh my God, this is like porn shit, dude. I have a porn pussy right now. Like these two cameras in front of me make me feel like I should be putting on an OnlyFans show, because me and my pornographic pussy are creamy and wet right now. And it's crazy. And I think that's why I've been like so open to the world. Like I don't say hi to people that are attractive without being
you want some? Because you walking around with WAP on your forehead.
I cannot wait for this shit to stop. I need it to just dry up a little bit. Like I feel like my pussy's so dry that it could almost feel like
it's so
someone
wet,
else has been, yeah, like someone oh. else has been in it. Like, no, so wet that someone else has been in it. Cause it's just like, why I keep sliding around? Like, I've had to clean the fucking wetness off of the dick with my own mouth so that it doesn't have to be that wet. My pussy's doing some new shit. What can I tell you guys about my regimen? I don't know. I work out a lot. I'm playing tennis and now I'm drinking more water and I don't really.
Which that's it.
But I don't think the water, like I've drank water before.
But I mean, we was talking with Tahoe and Orlando. To me, working out period or just being in a state of activity like constantly has your body more open for open for sex, for dick.
But like, what the fuck? I mean, I really think it was the WAP video. Other than that, you mentioned mortgage. So I don't want to jinx it, but I've never thought, like, so we've talked about a few times on Patreon, maybe not really here. I know you talked about on here buying a crib in Atlanta, like a second home. And I've always been like, I don't want to buy a house that I don't live in, because I was thinking about buying my parents' crib
right.
because it was cheap. And someone recently said to me, like, how much do you pay for rent? Da-da-da. And she's like, you know, you can get a mortgage loan for like 2.6 right now, 2.7. Like, why don't you just do that and you'll flip it? Like, if you really want to go back to the Lower East Side, just buy a crib. And I was like, I'm not fucking spending $500,000 living in the Lower East Side. But then I looked at apartments. I found a 2-bedroom with an elevator, bike room, laundry room. Let me just say that one more time. An elevator. Bitch, you know I've been walking up the motherfucking stairs.
I was about to say, bitch. Well, and look, I think I'm luxury. I got an elevator in the Bronx.
Well, now I have an elevator in this building, but I didn't even care about the like luxury and all that shit of the building. Like, I just wanted to be in a certain neighborhood. Bitch, I found a 2-1 in LES where it's like super sunny. You can go outside. in from the apartment. This is not a balcony, but hear me when I say big ass fire escape. Bitch, I'm gonna put a table on that motherfucker because I'm ghetto a little. And yeah, the shit is cheaper than what I pay. The people that are renting it out right now would pay are paying $700 more than what my mortgage would be.
Oh wow,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
and I just never really considered buying a crib, but I guess because primary residence, I never thought I'd be able to afford a home in New York. But like, nigga, if anybody's thinking about it, boy, are they fighting for a mortgage right now. First, I call some regular total mortgage loan. They give me 3.1. I'm like, wow, that sounds really good. Bank of America, 2.9. Oh, that's really good. Loan Depot, 2.7. Oh, that's really good. They're getting lower and lower and right. lower. They're throwing money.
Well, I think there's about to be a market crash for sure. And what's crazy, too, yeah. is so many people bought up properties specifically for Airbnb. And right now, Airbnb is right. not allowing so many people to do unless they're doing a long-term stay.
Right.
So a lot of people are losing a lot of money on their investment properties that they thought they would be able to get Airbnb in. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I of course maybe would wait until next year, which is like I was looking at the top of next year for my purchasing, just because A, my lease is up in April and I'm considering moving to Long Island City next year. But also
closer.
But also just for me and my credit and everything, I'm starting this trucking business, which I'm now getting into all of the details of the tag, the registration. I have to buy the truck and the trailer. So it's unrealistic of me to A, not only start a new business and do all of these expenses, but they're going to want my P&L statements and my taxes and all yeah. of that. My credit is also going to take a hit with this truck because it's my first car. I have to do insurance.
I will tell you.
So I'm going to wait till next year
Wheezy's
for my property.
Credit is better than mine. Even though I got I'm not saying my credit. I'm between 750 and 800 now. I was over 800, but now it's lower because of the mortgage. And Wheezy's credit is great. I had no idea. They were like, yeah, basically you ran your credit with a bank once when it was at 800. And that registered to my Wheezy LLC, right? Mm-hmm. These niggas were trying to give me cash, bitch. I'm like, can I buy the house with Wheezy?
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, it's weird because, like, I feel like with the influx of money coming from our new shit that we have going on, I'm like, it's making me want to do something with it. Yeah. And I started a new LLC as well. And I don't want to get so focused on, you know, like, oh, let me buy a house and then let me do this and like spend too much. But I'm also terrified to not invest that liquid while I have it. Speaking of investing, shout out to the master investor. I found him from Earn Your Leisure and he's my stock guy. And you guys ask me questions about stocks and please do not. I honest to God hit this nigga up at midnight and be like, should I just buy Kodak? What do I do? And he's great. I also pay him for that. But I mean, I appreciate that. Like, you know, I could say fuck shit nigga to my, stock guy.
Right. It's crazy because I guess we also just look into how we invest our money differently. I've been open about not really being into stocks or the markets and stuff like that. I'm setting up a 401k just because I'm sitting on so much of my savings. It makes sense to put it towards something that can
grow
double,
interest.
Triple, or grow interest, yeah, over the years. So I'm doing it that way, but I don't really want to. To me, I believe in investing in myself instead of investing in anyone else. And so aside from the trucking business that I'm doing that can be immediate as far as seeing a return, which, of course, as we maybe even enter a second wave and get into this pandemic, as we saw, a lot of things with shipment has been delayed. So we do need more trucks going out. We do, you know, and so I'm going to be doing that. But also, for those of you who haven't listened to Period Sis and aren't familiar of what Official Box Owner is, which is my new brand and company as well, I'm doing a subscription box so that I'm not adding my name to a company that already exists. I'm literally reaching out to brands and growing an entire subscription box company by myself. So it's going to be focused on feminine hygiene, women's wellness, sexual wellness. So in the box, you can get anything from like organic menstrual products to things that make you feel good. So things that will take away from like cramps. I have some things for sex in there, like tinctures and condoms.
What's tinctures?
Tinctures is like, it's kind of like, you know how you would take a pill, like how Blue Chew works? A tincture is an oil and you put it under your tongue and it's supposed to get you more aroused.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. So I just have a lot. I'm going to shout out those
like
brands.
Like a THC type of thing?
No, it's not infused. It's just more so like all of like the macaroon, all natural stuff.
Oh.
It's all natural stuff. And what?
But there must be tinctures and something I be eating.
I mean, but what's making me even more excited is specifically my first box launch. I've been specific and focused on partnering with black owned and women owned brands in this space. So I'm super excited, but it's been a lot of fucking work dealing with China, dealing with graphic designers, building a website, also dealing with the
shipping
whole.
Shipping with China is hard. Like I did. Ugh. During when I was in Mexico, I took a bunch of Amazon classes and I was going to do some FBA. And I was like, fuck
it's a
this.
Lot. It's a lot.
But products, selling products. I recently saw this thing. I'll read it to y'all really quick that my girl Shanti posted. She's in the trucking business. Shanti Hoffman.
Yeah.
She posted this thing and I was like, wow, like it doesn't sound like that much, but it is that much. She posted to make $1 million, right? It's all about like selling products. You could sell $500 product to 2,000 people, $200 product to 5,000 people. Like 5,000 people can pay $17 a month for a year for a subscription, and that's $1 million. Like,
right.
Selling products are like truly like a great wave. I think it's also good to not necessarily like brand your name too. One of my friends, Allie, we've had her on the show. We had her in our live show. I was saying to her like, oh, when I was thinking about Amazon, I was like, I want to sell something maybe in my niche, like sex related, because to me it makes sense. And she was like, well, don't just like post Wheezy on it, because when your shipping is delayed, they're just going to hit you up on Instagram and tell you about this. Like, it can't just be Wheezy selling sex toys. It has to be something else, because then it's making you look like you're doing something wrong instead of making it a brand, which is amazing advice. Because to me, if I saw a box owner, right, and it's not your fault if you ship something wrong. You have a team.
Oh, nah, it's my fault. I ain't going to hold y'all. I'm going to let y'all know right now. It launches next month. I'm not going to let you know. Like, it's also, I'm following, like, the curl box model. Like, there will be a limited curl box, which shout out to curl box. That's also black-owned, woman-owned. But my model is that I'm only going to have a certain amount. Once it's sold out, it's sold out. It's a quarterly box. You can wait the next 3 months to get the next box. But I'm very hands-on. So I'm flying two of my friends up. We're stuffing the boxes. I have my old label printer. I am doing the entire business myself.
Okay, well, I'll be honest.
Yeah, nah. I'm doing the entire business from scratch.
Well, Allie said that I appreciate.
So if your box is late, y'all is going to have to come to me. I ain't going to hold y'all. Like, I am doing it all.
But she gave that advice, I think, particularly with Amazon and shit, because they take all the accountability where you don't have to. She was like, you put your investment up,
I know.
You make your coin.
I know.
And
so customer service to me, though, is going to be big.
Return, like,
but I've done, I've worked in
retail. People for
I worked in retail. I mean, but yeah, when I have all of the product coming to me, all the boxes from China coming to me, right now I don't have a warehouse.
Right, but with volume, I'm saying, when volume comes
maybe in a year, then yeah, I'll work on maybe getting a team. But of course, this is all of my money that I'm investing on purchasing everything.
Yeah.
Like I literally just spent, oh my God, $200 on fucking tissue paper.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot of little things to it. I mean, the design itself and the branding and the logo, that ran me almost a stack. So like, I mean, I'm investing, but
people don't realize too, like, just starting something up, like even from a logo and brand perspective, like the LLC I just started, like it would possibly require office space, which would be great because rates are so low. I found a $2,000 spot in Soho right now. Like it's like 700 square feet. Just to tell y'all, for an office in Soho, that's crazy cheap. And I'm like, I don't even want to like get too excited and talk about it because there is so much work that it would require that I don't know how much I can handle and how long right. It would take me. Like coming up with a logo, when you start your fucking bank account, getting the credit ready for that to purchase things. And once you purchase things, how will they look? Testing them out first.
I had to get a sample from China. That shit took like 2 weeks. And then you got to send them also, like I had to send them all the specs, the colors, the hex colors, like so that they got the exact colors of the brand.
Margins,
I mean, it's a lot.
Bitch.
It's a lot.
That shit
I do have like a nice little team working with me though. And they're my friends, and it's something to where, you know, no one's taking salary in right now, but I'm shoving out all of the money for the expenses in hopes that eventually, like, they'll be a part of the equity portion of it. So I'm
excited.
Well,
that box is a great idea. I remember one time I thought about doing a subscription box when I had a really bad period, and then we ended up doing ads for Lola. This is years ago, and I was sitting there like, I wish I had a box come to my house when my period came with candy, chocolate.
Really, oh, there's a box like that now.
Like, There is.
There is, yeah.
And then, but Lola sends, it's a subscription and it's for your period specifically.
Right.
Right? And I was just like, what the fuck? I should have done this a long time ago. Because to me, like when you're going to get a box, I've done Ipsy too, like a makeup bag. Mm-hmm. Subscriptions, they can either be a waste when the products aren't good, but at the end of the day, it's still a surprise. I love getting like, mail.
I love fucking boxes. Yeah.
It's so
fun. I love it. I love it. I do, before we get into this week's Ho Facts, which we haven't done in a while, I do want to say that the killers of Breonna Taylor are still out, so get them motherfuckers. All right, so Ho Facts, what we're going to do for this episode is I wanted to give a Ho Fact for men and a Ho Fact for women, especially because we have both of y'all motherfuckers as listeners. So the Ho Fact this week, which by the way is just a random fact about either your body or sex that maybe you did not know, the Ho Fact for men this week is the amount of semen produced with each ejaculation is 1 to 2 teaspoons. However, the typical man will produce about 14 gallons or half a trillion sperm in his lifetime. And, you know, I was just like, damn.
14 gallons?
That's actually not that much. Considering my nigga come four times, I'm like, damn, that nigga, you might get 28 gallons.
Do you ever notice, like, okay, as the times go on, as he come, like the second or third time, is it less cum?
Yes, it is actually. Yeah, it's not as much. That first time, sometimes
I've noticed, like, when I do it back to back, it's like third or fourth, I'm like, oh, this shit's starting to ooze now.
It don't be a lot towards the end of it. For women, I love this because a lot of the men loved the beat tip that I gave for them to last longer in bed. I don't know what that is. I think that's my Bill Cosby trying voice. I don't know what the fuck. But for women, again, beets, I'm sure, still works with your blood flow as well. However, ginger for women stimulates the feelings of excitement associated with sex. So eating ginger actually elevates your heart rate, gets your blood flowing, and gets you excited for the night ahead.
Definitely elevate the heart rate. That shit's spicy as fuck.
It is spicy as shit, bitch.
I can't stand when people act like, of course the Indian guy feels like it's not spicy. And this is not meant to be racist. This is a serious thing I'm saying. Our cameraman, okay, Benson,
is like ginger. That ain't fucking spicy.
This is like such bullshit. I'm sorry. All of my Indian friends have a palate like I've never seen in my fucking life.
Now, I ain't gonna hold you, bitch. I was making that jerk chicken. I made pickles. That's another Haitian dish since you wanna get on my Haitian spaghetti. But I was on my little vibe where I was cooking all like my Caribbean food and shit. I was like, let me show my nigga I could cook like Caribbean. Ah.
Okay, Caribbean.
So here you go. Shut up. Anyways, bitch, I was eating that shit just snot running down. I was like, why do people enjoy spicy food? I don't understand. And now even I want to add ginger to my water because I'm starting like this new, I'm not eating meat for the next week. I thought I was going to stop drinking, but I got stressed and had a drink. But I was like, okay, let me infuse my waters. And my friend told me about ginger. And I was like, bitch, spicy water? That's what I got to do. But now I'm going to do it because now I feel like it's going to make my pussy water.
That is what I use for Master Cleanse. But the ginger with Indians, I don't know what the obsession is, but let me
explain. Y'all use ginger a lot?
Oh, my God. Let me explain something to you. My old bodega on Orchard and Stanton. Orchard and Rivington, sorry. I would walk in there when I was sick, and I would go get medicine. And this lady was so tired of me getting medicine, she was like, look. And she hands me ginger. Just eat it.
Wait, raw ginger?
She dead ass was like,
do you eat it raw?
No. But I think because I was sick. But anyway, I was like, no, this is too spicy for me. Okay, boil it and then eat it.
Well, I hear to boil it with water and then put like honey in it and then drink it like
well,
that.
Well, I have
literally
been doing
ginger,
this.
Lemon, honey.
Ginger shots. When coronavirus first started, I was trying to boost the shit out of my immune system. And to be fair, I did because I'm normally always sick. So basically, I chopped up ginger, blend it. And to get it, like, to, like, squirt it out, I had to get a bowl.
To squirt it out? Of course
you Because you can't get the juices out of it. It's weird. You have to actually, like, squeeze
it. Well, it's a root.
Right.
Right.
So you have to put it in a towel, and then you squeeze out the towel, like, draining it. Then I put lemon, I would mix it up with water, and I would take shots of that. And every time I did it, it was like, my gag reflex is crazy.
You're so gross.
When I take shots, I do the same noise.
Well, ladies, when you go to your grocery store, just get that ginger, okay? All right.
Wow.
So, fuck you, pussy hoe. All right. So, We're going to get into our hors d'oeuvre, and then we are going, the horrible decision is a whole bunch of vanilla shit that we're going to sit here and dissect. And I found some really interesting articles, but the hors d'oeuvre, y'all, let me tell y'all, and this is a story I said I was going to say because I do feel like my nigga want to train me. So first off, I do believe I'm dating a psychopath because this nigga has.
Now you believe it.
He has full blown sex with me in the morning. Bitch, it wasn't even 9 a.m. and we did this.
Why don't people?
But like, because I just woke up. But here's his also tip.
I think you're just getting used to boyfriend morning sex.
Listen, the reason why he said, he actually, this is another bit of advice. He actually said that most men actually do and can give their best performances on morning wood, because technically night sex, you have the whole day in which you're exhausted. Other things are on your mind.
Right.
And so in the morning, essentially you're
bitch,
well rested.
Dick is hard as fuck.
You're well rested and your dick is real hard.
I love a rock hard dick.
Oof. But let me tell you what this nigga did. So this was after we had the sex club that night. And I guess because I didn't have any other dicks, this is what he did. And ladies, it was actually fun. So this is a tip that maybe you can try with your partner if they're not super insecure. So we're having sex. He asked me to get my toys. And I'm just like, toys, nigga, it's fucking 7:38 in the morning. Okay, fine. I'll get my toys. So he asked me to get my dildo and I didn't know which one he wanted to use. So I just put all three on the bed. I figured he would pick whichever one he wanted
to. Before we get into this,
here we go.
I would like to know briefly.
Uh-oh.
What are the differences with your three dildo dicks?
Okay. So one is like, first off, they all brown. You know what I mean? I don't like no.
You don't have like a purple one?
No, bitch. They're black and brown. That is it.
Oh, okay.
One being, you know, so the first one is actually fairly skinny. That's the one I use for my butt. So like when I want.
Oh, you have an ass specific dildo.
That one is
now that
ass-specific.
Is a safe.
However,
I like that.
However, I'm not going to lie. It went in my pussy this time.
Okay.
But
do you put condoms on them?
No, it's only mine.
Are they glass or jelly or silicone?
They're all silicone. Mm-hmm. So the first one is fairly thin, but it's still 6 inches. The second one is the Doc Johnson one. But not the one that I was pegging niggas with. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And the guy said
good
it felt
for
good.
You.
So I have that medium sized one. And then I have King Noir's dick as the last one.
Huh.
So what?
Can you fit it in your mouth?
It's so big, I can't go past the head. It's embarrassing. So what my man decided to do was train my pussy. Literally, he said
now,
there
train
was,
it like a workout train it, or
no,
like an
train
Amtrak?
Train it like an Amtrak, bitch. Okay. He said, there is four of us going in that pussy this morning. Literally called it us as two, if there were four men
three,
going in and out of my pussy.
One,
three
two,
plus him, bitch.
Three.
Three plus him. So
and
let
so
me tell you what he did. Let me tell you what he
TV?
Did. No, bitch. What he did was he fucked me with a little one first, was putting it in there, and then put his dick in me after the little one. Then he was like, all right, we're going up. Got the middle size one. Then he was like, and
where?
He was like, what do you mean where?
In your ass?
In my pussy. He was just fucking me in all my holes, but like doing it to where I was like my eyes was watering. I was like, I can't take anymore. He was like, yes, you can. So then he fucked me again.
We
after
love
the,
an encouragement.
You know what I mean? Then he fucked me again after the middle sized one. Then we go to King Noir's dick. I don't even know how any of you bitches that done fucked that nigga could take all that dick, but he gets excited at me taking King Noir's dick.
Oh, wow.
So he pulls out that big old dildo and I'm like, I can't take it anymore.
He's yes,
like,
you, yes can. You can. 2020.
Shut up. So he goes and he lubes that one up real good. And he's like, I got you. And he like just starts ramming me with fucking
what
this big old dildo.
To lube it up for you.
Whole time I'm just like, okay, I'm done. Cause I done squirted. I'm exhausted. I done orgasmed from all the shit.
Chivalry.
And he was like, he tapped me on my ass too. And was like,
he tapped
you,
it.
You
like
did.
A,
he said, you did so good.
Like a football. Like
he said, you took all that dick. And I was like, nigga, it's not even 9 o'clock on Sunday. It's the Lord's day, as we shall
and
say.
And this is why I'm agnostic, because I
bro,
know there's something
the
there, but there can't be. Is there? If he, maybe there is a God. If he let you take four
bro,
dicks,
four dicks, bro. And he was just like excited, like you took all four.
And was this the day that you made Jamaican cuisine?
No, but after I was like, nigga, you want some coffee? I'll brew you some coffee. It was the
I'll
morning,
brew
bitch.
You some
I'll
coffee.
Brew you some coffee, bitch. It was the morning.
Me and like fucking K-Pods.
I was exhausted. Like literally, I laid in bed that morning until like 11 a.m.
Brew for my boo.
You know what I mean? I was smells like shit. But anyways, the tip, ladies, is if you want some excitement and maybe your man will not allow you to get dick from another man, get some different size dildos and have that man have his way with your holes. It was a good ass motherfucking time. I ain't even gonna hold you. But I was like, all right, I don't know if we're doing this again, bruh. All right, calm down.
I mean, I've never been trained with dildos, but I fucked this one Slovenian guy. Vinny would remember him. I don't really think a lot of other friends did. I didn't realize he was like as broke as he was until like I got to Italy, like, because he kept complaining about the money he was spending, and I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I could have bought this or bought this, but, you know, I wanted to bring you here. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like,
my pussy would have dried up.
I was super young, too. I was like maybe 23, 24. So anyway, I fucked this guy, and he was my first. I didn't peg him, but I, like, stuck dildos in him. I wasn't strapped. But we had a suction cup dildo that we bought, and he stuck it on the wall and, like, fucked me while I sucked on it. And that was a great time. That was almost worth him being
– That's him being broke.
But, you know, broke dick is a – very special go. Kind
there
of
you
dick.
Go.
I will.
You love talking about devil dick, broke dick,
because
big
broke
dick, little
dick,
dick.
They have nothing to lose.
European dick,
nothing to lose. They know that this is what they have to commit to. Niggas with money don't really care sometimes because they're just like, bitch, you're still gonna fuck me because I bought you a bag. Which
facts?
Okay, maybe. All right. Yes, it's true. But also, like, broke niggas, and they know why you're fucking them.
But you know,
they know there's nothing else.
But not
that
only
they
that,
have, but that
bro,
dick.
A lot of them need a place to live.
That
so they're trying to get moved in with, like, that big old dick.
Oh shit, bitch! You got a motherfucking laundry unit. Which also, I'll wash your dude. I'm telling you, dick makes me so stupid. Oh my god, never in my life have I made enough decisions like for dick. Seriously, I think you guys can give a gander that I've taken some drugs, been fucked up, but never have I done dumb shit like dick. I've walked, I've biked, bitch, before.
Nah,
I've had a bike.
Did some shit before.
Okay,
me, I mean, the dumbest thing I think I have, yeah, is I flew to Denver. So I flew, I don't know, how long is that flight to Denver? 4 hours or so?
It's
so there
brutal,
and back. So
west.
There and back 8 hours. I flew there to be there for 10 hours just to get dick. I got there at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
It?
I mean, yeah. It was
every
cool.
time.
It was cool because dick is dick.
And at it least was, it wasn't broke dick unless you got.
Oh, nah. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't had men in broke dicks, but I get lucky because I be having some rich niggas with good dick.
I feel
then
like
I be falling in love. Them the real wrong.
I'm a fixer for dicks. Like, for dudes, period, for people. Like, if you're broken, I want to help you. So when niggas be telling me about their struggles, I'd be like, come eat.
Yeah, that was cute when I was in high school.
I
ain't doing that at almost 30.
But I just know
you better go fuck with them little high schoolers or something.
But the other problem,
you know what I mean?
You know, as someone who's super emo, when I start fucking a broke nigga and the dick is so lit, I'd be like, I don't need money from them, right? Like, maybe teamwork is not what makes the dream work. Maybe I need you to be a stay-at-home dad and give me your dick. What, like, I don't know. This is just, I've had really good broke dicks.
I love, guys, for those of you who may just be listening for the first time or so, I just want you to know this is why we have made it this far, because we do not think the same on a lot of topics, and this is one of them. Broke dick ain't a prison for me, honey.
Are I'm you? Not saying it's a prison. But I'm just saying.
You be dumb off that dick.
One time, I fucked a nigga that was broke as shit, right? And I knew he was because I was like, he's like, what do you feel like eating tonight? And I said something about, I was like, oh, there's this dope French spot by my crib. He's like, I'm really in the mood for Mexican. I already fucked him. His dick was fucking crazy big. And I was like, yeah, I want to see it again. This nigga takes me to get tacos at a window. No, it's not Corona. And I was like, wow, this entire meal was $12. And I'm insulted, but also like, I'm going to fuck him. I have to.
I mean, I done told you a nigga done came over, dropped a good dick off, and I was cool with Chinese food and Gatorade. So
it's just like, I mean, what more can you want from these niggas?
Although New York Chinese food is fire, bitch. So listen, it's a little upscale. If you
I'm
don't
not
know.
A Mr. Chow's gal.
I love me some New York Chinese.
I would prefer real Chinese over the bourgeois Chinese.
But here I go, New York Chinese, and guess what I order? Motherfucking honey wings or fried wings and fried rice. I don't even get real Chinese with it. I'd be like,
Black
fried wings.
Always do this.
Fried wings, baby, I'm with serious. Extra hot sauce.
So now that I live, what was I going to say? In Brooklyn, I've been like riding to like Flatbush or whatever to get Chinese food. And every time I go in there, the wings are gone.
I know.
They are.
Because them wings fine.
Niggas are ridiculous.
Well, like, and they know You don't even have to ask. It's already fried hard. So it's also just crunchy. It's just good. Ain't it good? Them Chinese, they be double frying them goddamn wings. It just be good.
Is it the MSG?
I don't know. It'd be good though. Them New York wings from the Chinese spot.
It's the MSG. And honestly, it's worth a little bit of a health risk. I feel this way.
I like it.
Over and over again, I will say, I'm not shaming the vegans. I know a few of you got very upset. I don't care.
But them hoes.
I really don't care. It's like, oh, bitch, I promote like activeness and working out. Like the fuck.
Just like I want to say, fuck them kids. I hope that yeah, they
bitch,
listening.
You know you don't like soy cheese. Suck my dick. Anyway, but fine, health benefits.
Yeah, that vegan mac and cheese is the worst thing I've ever tried in goddamn life.
And then, like, they'll tell you every... I feel so bad because we drag them every time.
I don't care. That shit
but
next.
But not, like, I want to say the cool vegans, like the Rasta vegans, like the real kind that flavor their food, I fuck with y'all. But the people that are, like, newly fucking vegan and just want to tell me about this book they read and all the health benefits and the food is bland, you don't get my respect for pushing that shit on me. And you can't even figure out how to supplement the good food. Caribbean people and Indian people have vegan shit down to a science. You know why? Because they understand what is called, with an S, seasoning.
Well, I'm just gonna tell y'all could drag her. This was her coming for you vegans. I just said the vegan mac and cheese is gross.
Oh, but the point to that but is real quick, a little MSG will help also, and a little unhealthy shit will help. Also, I'm alive.
Also, we do have a very large following in Atlanta, and I just want to say
Slutty Vegan?
I just had Slutty Vegan for the first time. Great I had food. Their Sloppy Toppy, which I ain't gonna hold you spicy. It has some jalapenos. And the jalapenos just burned my mouth, so I was like,
okay,
maybe
wow.
I wouldn't do that.
Cut
but
that the fuck.
What? No,
out.
I'm just saying. I can't say the jalapenos. They was a little spicy, but it was a good ass burger. It actually tasted like meat. And I was like, okay, this ain't bad. So shout out to Slutty Vegan. Why the fuck you looking at me like that, bruh? Anyway, before we get to this week's horrible decision, we want to let you know that this week's episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve says the best part of staying at home is playing at home, and take advantage of the downtime now and choose almost any one item and get 50% off at checkout with our promo code. When you do, you'll also get free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. So just remember to use offer code WD50, that's WD50 at checkout, and get 50% off almost any one item. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad you are staying at home. Me and my toy friend, who is now upgraded to the B, we've been playing around so much. Again, y'all hear about the multiple usage of dildos, and I actually think I am going to take a sub position with him, and we've discussed purchasing a leash. Can y'all imagine me on a fucking leash? Who am I? Anyways, guys, sex toys make being at home so enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home is more enjoyable when you are shopping sex toys. So go ahead now and use our promo code WD50. Now let's get on with the show. We gonna get into our motherfucking horrible decision now. Wow. Shout out Slutty Vegan. Try their food.
But that doesn't count. They're black.
It does count. It's still vegan. All right. So
No. I mean, it doesn't count as like bad vegan.
Well, it was good.
There won't be a question of bad vegan when people that know how to use actual, again, seasoning.
Well, she used jalapenos and that shit was spicy. Okay. So anyway, we gonna get into our horrible decisions. We're gonna run through some vanilla shit articles, some sex in the news. This first one I had to talk about. It comes from the New York Post. It is about a British man whose penis fell off due to a severe blood infection. What he did was he had a new one built, and he decided for whatever reason to place it on his arm, where he even got an extra 2 inches. Malcolm, a mechanic, suffered a horrific infection in his perineum that turned his fingers, toes, and manhood black. He said, "I had struggled for years with an infection in my perineum, but I had no idea what could happen." The separated dad of two stated, "When I saw my penis go black..." First off, black penis ain't bad. I don't know why. Why he acting
when
like,
I saw my penis go black, I knew, you know, they would mean? Never go back.
I'm like, damn. So basically what he decided to do when it turned black and eventually fell off, somehow they went ahead and put another penis on his... And for whatever reason, I don't know why he just didn't put it down there where the penis goes. He decided to add it to his arm. So because Weezy is into this weird shit, I want to know, first off, If you would fuck a penis on another part of the body, so say someone added a penis to their kneecap or a penis somewhere else, would you actually get on top and ride the penis?
Kneecap could be good because, like, I always had a thing for Santa Claus anyway. So I would just sit right on that knee and be like, let me tell you what I want for Christmas.
Also, because we all often talk about what we would do for something strange for a little bit of change.
I was just going to say, but
how much would you fuck a man whose penis is growing out of his arm?
What do they look like?
It don't matter.
But if he's hot, it'll be a lower price.
If you're doing sex work, it doesn't matter what the guy looks like. You're just getting paid for the act. So he's like, babe, you know what I mean?
Okay, we got to put it on our phones. Lowest you'll go.
To fuck a man with a penis coming out of his arm.
Okay, wait. Lowest you'll go, Mandy.
Lowest I'll go when I was in college. Because right now, I ain't even fucking the good looking niggas for money. So... let's go back when I was in when you was broke. When I was in college, how much would I fuck a guy with a penis coming out of his arm for? Do I have to write it here? When I was broke, bitch, I'll do some things.
Okay, I got it.
Hold on. Boom.
Mandy's just been too many characters.
Nope. You ready? One, two, three. Oh, damn, I was low, bitch.
$3,500.
I said $3,500.
I said $10,000 because I feel like it's a disability.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like technically I was, you know, I was fucking good niggas for a good little change, but I was like $3,500. Technically, I wouldn't even count that as sex because what if he just fucking me like this?
Well,
I feel like
it's a dildo. Let me tell you why I said 10 because I feel like a lot of people would say no. I feel like $3,500 is a good regular nigga price, but I feel like
I feel like only a regular nigga is gonna get a penis on their arm. You're not gonna have fucking.
Like, if I had regular sex, $3,500 when I was broke makes sense. But if you have some weird shit that you know a lot of people wouldn't be cool with, like if you need to wear a fucking plastic bag around your arm to hide your dick in the store, I feel like you could pay me a little extra for the experience.
Okay, well, tip me then. But I'll take it for the $35.
Give me a donation of roses.
I'll take it for the $35. So the next one actually comes from mirror.co.uk. This one is interesting because it says psychologists explain what your inappropriate sex dreams really mean. So a psychologist has revealed the meanings behind some of the most common inappropriate dreams, such as being cheated on by your partner or having sex with a work colleague. From nightmares about being naked in front of a massive crowd of people or being chased by monsters to sex dreams involving people who are most likely not your partner, there's a lot of weird things that happen while you're sleeping. The psychologist said that it's very common, that you're going to have it a lot. And it says the emotion left on waking is probably the best indicator of whether the dream was portrayed as something good or bad, which is crazy because I think that's how I know sometimes, even if I had a bad dream, if I wake up and I'm like not feeling well, I was like, ooh, that was a nightmare. Although there are dreams I've woken up from and I'm like, fuck, I ain't even get to fuck yet. I was just about to fuck, but I didn't fuck yet. Here's a look at what he had to say about some of the most common dreams, that people have.
Fucking family members.
So let me see if they have one about that. So, okay, well, that would be a dream about sex with someone inappropriate. So a work colleague or, family members. It says that it is not unusual for human beings to be attracted to each other. In the generally friendly long-term situation of a workplace or family, there's fantasies that arrive from flirtations. So most dreams are about our daily lives. And when you're sleeping, a main feature is that males have a full erection and women experience clitoral engorgement. So any friction can trigger such that of a dream.
Like you're telling me I shift and then my pussy feels
and, it? And if your body starts to feel aroused, that may trigger why you have dreams that otherwise you wouldn't have while you're awake.
I think that's
well, that too, of course.
I think it's in my head when I do anything.
This is one that I'm interested in, and I want to know, Benson, if you've ever had this dream. They said that some men dream of being pregnant. Have you ever had a dream like that?
Have you, Matt?
Matt, have you ever had that? Well, it says that sometimes men can feel great empathy with their partner or even experience symptoms of pregnancy. So in some cases, it is a wish fulfillment dream. Now that the strict bipolarity concept of the sexes is easing, this kind of dream becomes more comprehensible. In the symbolic metaphorical language of the subconscious.
Look at her getting these words. Symbolic, metaphorical, subconscious.
Another possibility that is that it positively represents some much loved and developing project, such as a business idea or building a plan, which, I mean, that makes sense. Like, you're starting something new. I think we've referred to this podcast as our baby before.
Right, right.
So, you know, that makes sense.
I've had a lot of dreams with inappropriate, like, but people that I don't want to fuck.
Same.
Like, I had a really uncomfortable dream about a guy that I was working with at some, a guy I was writing scripts for recently when I was in Mexico. I fucking woke up and I was like, oh my God, he's so unattractive. But I kept dreaming that we were fucking and that I was into it. I had dreams.
Did you end up looking at him differently?
Oh my God, we got on a Zoom call the next day and he was just like, I'm so excited to hear what you've been working on. I was like, ooh.
Do you have you ever had or do you remember any dreams about any particular celebrities? Because that's my shit, bitch. I don't know why, but I be fucking mad celebrities in my goddamn sleep.
I fuck a lot of people I know in my dreams.
That too.
But my old boss, I used to dream about fucking him a lot. I really don't think he's attractive. But ironically, he texted me around my birthday because my birthday is St. Patrick's Day, so everybody remembers it. I haven't worked for him for maybe 3 years now. He's not that bad looking. He's like young enough to where you could fuck him. I'm trying to find a picture.
Not
of him.
That bad looking.
He's like, this is him on the left. He's not bad. No, he's not bad, right?
He's not bad.
He's not old. He's like
bald head with a beard.
I'm gonna show you Benson, but I don't want the cameras to see it.
Bald head with a beard.
Yeah,
Benson don't care to see it.
He's not bad
anyway.
At all. But he would always like yell at me and he was like really rough to me. And like, I think that's why I dreamed about fucking him. So anyway, he writes me around my birthday. He's like, yo, what have you been up to? Da-da-da-da. How's your show? He follows me on Instagram now. And he's like, I had a crazy dream about you the other day. And I was like, oh my God, no. Oh my God, no. Please, 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 please. And he said that we were roommates in the dream and that we started sleeping together. And I did everything I could not to write him back. I was like, I was so awkward because I didn't want to tell him I've been dreaming the same thing because then he probably thought it was the alley-oop to fuck.
100%. But I want to know if this has happened with you because, I mean, even when my nigga spends the night and clearly he's been the only dick I've gotten since March. Bro, I dream about all my ex-niggas. I've had too many dreams about 24/7.
Don't tell him.
I've had all these dreams about past niggas I was fucking and I'm like, I don't understand why I'm not fucking my nigga in my dreams. I'm literally fucking everyone but him in my dreams.
Because.
Bro, it's crazy because he's the only nigga I'm fucking. And I'd have turned down all my old niggas.
Dude, I've literally. Oh my God,
I don't want to fuck these other niggas in my dreams. I'm cutting them off in real life. Can I not fuck them in my dreams?
Let me tell you how sick this is. I can't even believe I'm going to say it because I feel like he would be like, bitch, excuse me.
I'm going to send him the clip.
Yo, I get caught. I had a dream. Fucking another nigga. I start masturbating. This is last year. I started masturbating, making noise. I was masturbating in my sleep. This is very common for me. This is actually a reason that sometimes when I come to Orlando, I don't like to sleep in the bed with my mom.
Right.
But I start masturbating and I wake up to dick because I'm playing with my pussy and it was sexy, right? But I was masturbating, thinking about another nigga. And then, like, I start fucking, and I was like, oh, my God. I've literally been sitting here like, what if I said a name?
Yeah, same.
So the morning, I wake up. He's, like, talking about how sexy it was that he caught me in the middle of a dream. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I still was into – like, it's not like I was thinking about the person that
we
fucked.
Yeah, but if he asked you who it was, just say celebrity.
I can't tell.
Just say a celebrity. Just lie. It's okay. It's a
lie. I remember he asked me, like, what were you dreaming about? I was like, I do not
remember.
Just
be like, Denzel. You know, I was watching that movie with that nigga the other night.
Don't sound like a lie.
Denzel don't sound like a lie. I feel like Denzel done been in my dreams because I really like watching Denzel movies. By the way, y'all, I told y'all my nigga's old. I call him a baby boomer, but he real old. So he been getting me to watch.
Why is
like,
real old?
He old, bitch. He on this.
45 to 50?
Yes.
But closer to 45 or 50?
In the middle.
47.
You know, still old as fuck. But anyway, like, he's been getting me to watch these older movies, and he knows I like Denzel so much. So we, like, laid in bed. He feels like, you know.
What's an older movie?
Devil in a Red Dress.
Okay, that's older.
Or Devil in a Blue Dress. Whatever it was, we went through all the goddamn streaming platforms to find it. But it was a really good movie, and I was like, damn, Denzel really looked the same for the last 30 fucking years. I'm like, shit, that nigga looked the goddamn same.
As far as streaming platforms, whenever I want to watch an old movie, I end up having to pay $3 on YouTube.
Yeah,
I hate that shit.
If you
can rent movies on YouTube.
Well, specifically, a lot of the black cinema and things like that. Like, you could find a lot of them. And shout out to Netflix now. Strong Black Lead has updated, like, a lot with Netflix, and a lot of black sitcoms and movies and shows.
Boy,
are
do
on
they
there.
Know exactly. My stock with Netflix jumped when they announced Moesha. And I was like, we have influence.
You know what I mean?
13% of the population, maybe 13 and a half.
And I think it's number three trending on Netflix right now. Outside of the show I'm watching, Umbrella Academy, which I really like. But y'all know I like superpowers.
Is it good?
Girl, I like sci-fi shit. I really like Umbrella Academy.
I remember when it was on billboards.
It's good. The shit is good, bro.
I'll start it.
The shit is good. All right. So, what else we're going to talk about? I brought it up earlier on in the show before we get on out of here. We got a couple more minutes left. So Carol Baskins, you guys may know her from the Netflix show Tiger King. Dude. Weezy has a whole episode about Tiger King on For Fact's Sake.
Nigga, meth. Suicide,
no, she's fucking psycho.
Goddamn,
I really am sure she killed her husband
guns
as well.
And gay. But that show is godsend.
But let me tell y'all why she is now in the news, and y'all will not motherfucking believe it. Carol Baskin is mad, like the rest of the world, including many politicians, at the WAP video. Why, you may ask? Because she feels as though they are exploiting big cats.
Hold on. I, honest to God, thought you were going to say, because the vanilla shit, I was like, how would that relate to horrible decisions? But
what?
His family, this was something new that happened. Oh. It has a $100,000 reward. The guy that we think she killed, her husband, they just started this reward. And she says it's for publicity. So I thought that was the vanilla shit you're doing.
No, bitch.
Excuse me?
Baskin said that the worst part is that the video further emphasizes the idea that tigers and other big cats are both acceptable and desirable pets.
Wait, please tell me you have a clip of her saying cats.
No, it says that makes every ignorant follower want to imitate by doing the same. After tigers are too old for pay-to-play sessions by people like Joe Exotic, they become a liability instead of an asset, she continued. While I think most are destroyed behind closed gates at that point, some end up being given away to people who want to have a tiger to show off. Either way, it's always abusive to the cat. So she has a huge problem with the fact. Cardi did motherfucking respond, because Cardi's Cardi. And she said,
she ain't fuck with her anyway.
She said, Carol, you think you a slick bitch. About to start a GoFundMe account for Joe. He shall be free. So I just thought it was funny. Carol Baskin coming out acting like them dressing up in leopard print is an issue. As if the whole motherfucking doc, this hoe didn't have cat print on her motherfucking shirts the whole goddamn show.
Can we have a conversation quickly about how fucking stupid this bitch is? Let's do it.
She's stupid as shit.
In this show, we watch her complain about animals being caged. And then they show her big cat farm, whatever you call it, where they are caged. And I'm just a little bit confused, because, bitch, you don't have them in the wild either.
Right.
So.
Right. They're behind cages.
The fuck?
What the fuck?
You profit, excuse me, your nonprofit profits off of education by showing any zoo, any like animal farm is an educational tool. That's how they legalize it. Mm-hmm. And you have the nerve to call my nigga Joe abusive to animals.
Not your nigga Joe. He was toxic. He ain't none of our
he was toxic, but I would like to say maybe he ain't killed nobody and you killed
him. He killed them lions.
But if they were old.
No, bro. No. No.
I don't know, because no. I don't think animals should suffer. Like, if my dog was suffering, I would kill my dog. And I mean, euthanize it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a firm believer in, like, I just don't see. That is one thing I will at least say. I don't think animals should just suffer and be in pain till whenever. Like, I think that, like, some animals need to be euthanized.
I guess.
That's why I really wonder, because they kept talking about how he was killing the lions. Now, if he was killing the lions because they were too old to be, like, in the shows, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But if he was killing them because they were old.
Apparently, he was also killing them to make more space for newer baby lions. Like,
I hope that's not true.
That's what they said, bruh. Even Benson is agreeing, bro. That's what they were saying. That's what I'm saying. He ain't our nigga. Joe is toxic. Carol toxic. Antley toxic.
Come on, a gay thruple? Why did he have to do this?
And then what? Didn't he kind of, it was kind of sus how his little partner died too. So we don't listen.
No. He didn't have nothing to do with that. He shot himself.
Probably.
We watched it on camera.
He probably put him through hell. Joe was being an awful person.
He was on drugs.
That too.
So we could say blame that on Joe, because really they were sucking dick for meth.
And a place to stay.
Because they all said they weren't gay.
That shit is
That's
crazy.
That's what killed me.
That shit is
Yo,
crazy.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Carol toxic,
how good
bro.
Is meth?
I also, wait.
That you got to be like, you know what? Dick ain't that bad. We just heard you say on the last episode, your man was like, I don't know how you could like dick. Imagine meth being so good. You're like, I'm going to marry Joe.
It's coke. It's weed. Like, a lot of people do a lot of things for drugs, period.
That's true.
I do also want to say, not only did everyone, like, from politicians, clearly Carol Baskins, a lot of you misogynistic men that have an issue with the WAP song. I went to the nude beach with my partner, and we're setting up, and he goes to play, and of course, WAP is on, because WAP came out, and we're listening to it, and we had a whole conversation about it. And the park ranger comes up to us and tells us to turn the song and switch it. And I'm like, it's the number one song in the country. It's even playing on the radio. Are you serious? And he was like, well, there's families around here and they have an edited version on the radio. And he just goes into saying like that there's families. And I just find it crazy because we go to the motherfucking beach. And we play R&B, hip hop, 50. We play the old school shit. We play a lot of toxic shit from men.
And they be saying nigga?
And it's, oh yeah, nigga, bitch, fuck, but whatever. And you coming to me mad at Meg and Cardi rapping up they pussy.
I just listened to Sweetheart.
Mind you, at a nude beach where there's dick and pussy slanging out in the open. So fuck you to the ranger at the goddamn beach.
Because I remember thinking how fucked up it was. Like, so I love Pop Smoke. This is all I listen to on my goddamn bike.
First off, the fact that we allowed him to just come out and be like, I don't want to say the R word, but we sing that song and he said the R word and we like, okay, I know y'all know the Pop Smoke song where he said the R word.
Mm. That's why I'm moving it.
I was like, we can retort. I don't want to say the word. You got to do.
Anyway.
Because we got in trouble for saying the R word.
So I love Pop Smoke. A lot of rappers that I listen to have said the F word, including like Migos and whatever. So like
and y'all know I stand J. Cole. J. Cole has definitely said the F word.
Well, I haven't been that much of an activist to where I've cut them off for that yet. However, I just want to mention, I was listening to these lyrics today, and it's not so vulgar, but it's so fucked up towards women that I feel like it's hilarious that niggas are mad
about
a song about sex. In Sweetheart, it was, what is his name? Fabio?
Oh, okay.
He says,
who is alive, by the
when
way?
When I fuck, I make it hurt. Do whatever works. Your bitch getting money, you better dig in her purse. I'll take whatever she's worth.
Mm.
You're telling me that is not that bad, but we fucking listening to, and you know what's fucked up about it? I be listening to a beat so hard, this is when it comes on, I don't even realize I'm fucking. And you got a bitch going on purse. I mean, it's
awful.
It's fucked up.
But the fact that people are mad about a woman just saying she wants you to reach the dangly thing in the back of her
throat.
How
dare you? Do you not want to reach it?
That is anatomy. What's wrong with y'all?
You know what? We can't win.
This is a science class.
We cannot win. Niggas watch porn every day. They can't date a porn star. They pay to go to this strip club. I don't want no stripper hoe. Shut the fuck up. I'm so sorry, Matt. If your neighbors could hear it through this suite, but I am exhausted with y'all. Oh my God. Shut the fuck up. Let's go.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You finished or are you done?
I'm upset.
Okay.
I want to leave.
Just want to be sure. Well, we are getting out of here, guys.
Great.
We don't have time for home mail, but eventually we're going to get to this home mail that apparently we're just never going to get to. But guys, if you have a home mail, send it in to us. That's horribledecisions@gmail.com. Thank all of you guys for supporting us. For those of you who listen on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, review. Also listen to us on Spotify and wherever you listen to us. Also, we are on YouTube. We gonna work on getting it to y'all close to the date we drop. We gonna work on it. But guys, we are on YouTube and a lot of y'all say that y'all love to see our reactions. We have great edits.
More people have been watching us on YouTube lately.
Yes, because bitch, you know what I mean?
Hey. To you YouTuber watching this right
now.
You. You're gonna love me because I put makeup on today. Thanks.
And bitch, I put lashes because really this one only got one more like of my individual lash. And I was like, bitch, I can't come in with one lash and a full lash, but I'm getting my lashes done in LA.
That's why I love the Patreon. I literally wore an old t-shirt and no underwear.
Yeah, I'm getting my lashes redone, but not till I get to LA. So they've fallen out and I can't get them redone. So I look a mess. But anyways, y'all, shout out to all you ladies that wear strip lashes. This shit is difficult. This shit took me some time.
I cannot.
So shout out to you bitches for really you know, sticking true to those strip lashes.
I feel like if I would have started wearing things like that, like eyelashes and like makeup, like a long time ago.
My finger was sticking to my eyelid, but I had to keep the lash down. The shit was hard. I ain't gonna hold you. But shout out to all of y'all. Also, we're gonna leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip from our Patreon. If you want 3 extra episodes every month, we bring it to you raw, bring it to you straight. You gotta type in patreon.com.
We bring it to you raw, no condom, and wear a mask though. Bye.
I hate you. Oh, so that's patreon.com/horrible decisions. We're going to leave you with a 5-minute clip. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Peace. Although I don't be riding, I thought of the Amazon position. Hop on top, I want to ride. I do Kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play, I'll wear a disguise. And here's my favorite part. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Okay?
Okay, no.
Because this pussy little and your dick is big.
My favorite Cardi line was, I want to gag, I want to choke, I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging in the back of my throat. Ooh!
That was cute.
I guess if I had to pick lyrics, I do like Cardi's way she... Funny, because I actually prefer Meg's album to anything.
I do, yeah.
But say, for this song, Cardi bodied it. But Meg,
I like Cardi's.
Her words, like when she talked about like switching the wig to make it feel like he cheating, I was like, okay.
Right. Listen, y'all know I got this whole new haircut. I done told my nigga he dating a new bitch. I'm a new bitch. I just went from dreads to a motherfucking wig to a motherfucking slip back to a motherfucking pixie. Fuck with me. Anyways, while speaking on wet ass pussy, we've talked multiple times about this. Weezy, if you want to click the link I gave you. So there's actually 6 different reasons as to not only why your pussy may be dry, but how to resolve that problem. So this comes from Bustle.
I know, it was so dry pussy shamey. I bet a white woman in America did that shit. So basically, if I have vaginal dryness, I can't be down with Cardi.
What's crazy too is I've spoke just so recently, like I felt like literally like my pussy was going through a little bit of a dry spell. I know it was, if it was my air conditioner, it was, if it was the amount of liquor intake I was doing, because we talked about whiskey clits and how liquor can also affect you. And actually too, just with this pandemic, stress is also one of the reasons. So I'll read the first one. And this is some science shit, but you know, I'm sure it makes sense. So one of the reasons why your vagina may be dry is due to low estrogen levels. So typically the walls of your vagina are constantly lubricated by a thin layer of liquid thanks to the hormone estrogen. Estrogen dips during premenopause and after menopause, which is why so many people experience vaginal dryness during that time of life. So other reasons why your estrogen may be low includes birth control, breastfeeding, chemotherapy, and smoking cigarettes. So of course, if you want to, you know, maybe boost your estrogen levels, you can maybe take a progestin only, progestin, whatever. It's a
progestin with a progestin.
Yeah, for birth control, you can maybe limit your cigarette smoking, of course.
That's interesting. One of my homegirls told me that she thinks her weed smoke made her pussy dry.
Well, I mean, shit, smoking weed makes my mouth dry, so it would make sense. It's a fucking damp part of your body.
Well, shit. I really like the second one because it's super basic. It says medications cause vaginal dryness, but they're talking about antihistamine. So it's like,
you know, like Tylenol.
Yep. And they say cold medications, some asthma medications. But that's pretty interesting because we all take these things and never think about it. So, damn, I got a hangover and a dry pussy. Fuck.
Shit. Well, maybe they. What does BC powder count?
Bitch, it didn't detail it, Mandy. I'm not a fucking doctor. Let's go.
Oh, okay, my bad. So the next one, y'all, is Sjogren's syndrome. This is actually an autoimmune disorder that causes your immune system to attack your moisture-making glands. So honestly, if you're one of those people who are like, "Ooh, I'm lucky, I never sweat," or my skin,
Prince Andrew for the Jeffrey Epstein thing,
or my skin isn't oily, this also could be why your pussy is dry. Like, if you see that you are someone with dry glands and you don't have moisture in your body often, this could actually...
I would just say this, though. This seems like one of these things that you Google and you're like on WebMD, and you're like, wow, I have it. Like, I get really... My feet get cold at night, and I Googled it, and I fucking told this nigga, I think I got Raynaud's disease. He's like, bitch, you sound like a Raynaud right now. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I think I got everything that I Googled. Okay. The fourth one I see is irritants, harsh chemicals that could be irritating your vagina, and mainly... pH pad. He's been trying to tell y'all hoes, stop putting soap in your pussy. Stop using weird soaps in your pussy. Everyone knows their self-cleaning ovens. I think my pussy is like amazing after my period, actually, just because all the junk came out of it. And it's just fucking great. Like, specifically 2 days after, right, when I'm about to ovulate, my pussy is just, wow. It's like A1 Aquafina. But I also love the smell of my pussy.